Hello, my name is Ronnie Hull. Welcome to this month's edition of Senior Connect, a monthly podcast about seniors ministry at First Pres Columbia. Our purpose here at Senior Connect is to provide news, event reminders, and helpful resources so senior adults and their families may fully benefit from and participate in seniors ministry at First Pres. And now, the news and event reminders for this month of March. On Saturday the 7th, the Encouragers, that's our 50 and older singles, will meet for breakfast in Jackson Hall. Cost is $5, and Pastor Brian Bolt will continue his devotional series titled, The Seven I Am Statements of Jesus. On Friday the 13th, because we are not superstitious, First Pres will host Catawba Presbytery's Senior Connect Day from 9 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Our keynote speaker will be Dr. D. Ralph Davis, and the theme will be Finishing Strong, How the Gospel Enriches Our Later Years. And finally, on Tuesday the 17th at noon, the Encouragers will gather for Irish Stew and Irish Songs in Jackson Hall. Reservations for any seniors ministry gathering may be made by emailing Janet Altman or calling our reservations line at 799-9062, extension 455. That number again is 799-9062, extension 455. Well, our guest this month is Pastor Brian Bolt, our associate minister to seniors. Brian has a real passion for those under his care. I interviewed Brian about something he believes is incredibly important and often lacking in our churches, and that is intergenerational ministry. Pastor Bolt, thank you for joining me to talk about an aspect of seniors ministry which is sometimes overlooked and undervalued: intentionality in cultivating intergenerational relationships.
Thank you, Ronnie. It's great to be here.
So, Brian, what is intergenerational ministry?
Basically, intergenerational ministry to me means being the body of Christ. It means being part of a spiritual family. It means being intentional about loving and ministering to and with our spiritual fathers and brothers and sisters and mothers.
Excellent. What are some biblical principles that show us the importance of intergenerational ministry?
Well, we see some powerful mentoring relationships all throughout Scripture. For example, Moses mentored Joshua, Elijah mentored Elisha, Timothy was discipled by Paul, and we see older believers consistently investing a great deal of time and energy into discipling the next generation. In Timothy's case in particular, here's a young pastor who may have struggled with a sense of inadequacy and fear, which I relate to, particularly in my younger years in ministry, quite a bit. Paul doesn't tell him, you know, suck it up and be a man. He focuses on Timothy's relationship to the Lord. He reminds him, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and of a sound mind. And he encourages Timothy to stir up the gift that was in him by the laying on of hands. He tells him to study the word of God, to show himself approved as someone who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly divides the word of truth. So I relate to Timothy, particularly 20 years ago as a young minister, and how thankful I am for Paul's who the Lord placed into my life to disciple me and encourage me in my relationship with the Lord. On a corporate level, I think of passages that focus on the body of Christ language, such as Ephesians 4 and Romans 12, where it's clearly taught that all members, and implied in that is all ages of members, have a gift from God, not just the older folks, but everyone has a gift that the Lord intends for us to hone and to develop into a skill, and then to use that to build up the whole body of Christ so that the entire church is strengthened.
So our church, like many other churches, have ministries dedicated to specific age groups. We have our youth ministry, our seniors ministry, and young adult ministry. Is it important to have both intergenerational ministries and ministries that target specific age groups?
Absolutely. I think away from church, we in professional lives and so forth have to interact with people that we're not always comfortable with. So when we come to church, we do naturally incline to people who are like us in our own age group and our own station in life. So there's a solidarity about doing life with people who are going through the same type of thing or going through the same seasons of life, and that's fine and understandable and absolutely important to do intentionally, and that's going to happen naturally and should happen. But what usually doesn't happen quite as naturally for all people is to spend time intentionally with someone who is older or much younger. But when we do, what a wealth of wisdom we can tap into and what incredible perspectives we can glean from folks who have been through things that we are currently going through or anticipate going through in the future. And so I think there's a wide open opportunity for and place for both intergenerational ministries and age-specific ministries.
What are some ways you've seen intergenerational ministry done well, and what have been some of the benefits?
I've had the privilege of learning a great deal from churches where I've served. The Greenwood ARP Church in particular had a wonderful prayer partner ministry. Laurel Patrick, who was my coworker at the time, deserves a lot of credit for organizing that ministry and intelligently sort of pairing up senior adults with middle school and high school youth for an extended period of time, say 6 months to a year or so. And they would not only during that time exchange prayer cards and small gifts and go out for ice cream occasionally and so forth. But they would also come to prayer partner nights at church that were periodically planned in the church calendar, and which they would enjoy tons of engaging activity together and some really sweet and special and enduring relationships resulted from that. And as we all know, ministry is best done within a context of strong relationships, and it was a real joy to see those relationships form. And then the Fayetteville ARP Church, where I served for a few years more recently, had a dynamic group of ladies who organized what they called a septuagenarian lunch one Sunday after church. And it was an intergenerational meal in which the kids would eat with and entertain and serve the 70 and above members. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. One benefit of that is that as a parent, not to mention a pastor, I really welcome the help and the reinforcement of older, experienced adults to befriend my children and to reinforce lessons and to provide examples of how to live faithfully for the Lord throughout your lifetime and to speak affirmation and truth to my children. Oftentimes as a parent, I will say something to my child and he may or he or she may or may not listen as well as I would hope, but when someone else says the same thing to them, an older adult at church, it resonates on a deeper level, and I am eternally grateful for that. My kids have a lot of what we call adopted grandparents who have loved them and affirmed them really as their very own, and it's been incredibly enriching to the life of our own family to see that happen.
Excellent. Well, Pastor Bolt, would you have any advice for a younger person who would like to minister to and with an older person at our church, but doesn't know what to say or where to start?
That's a great question. At first, I would say simply just show up. Be there at large group gatherings that the church offers, such as Wednesday nights and Sunday nights in particular, and just take baby steps. Gather around food in a way that feels natural and try to sit with an older adult that you don't know from time to time and just introduce yourself and get to know one another. I would say don't try to throw yourself directly necessarily into quote-unquote intergenerational ministry at first. Just find out what your gift is, how the Holy Spirit has equipped you to build up the church and to work on developing that. And you can ask other people in the church what gifts they see in you. You can try different things within the life of our congregation. But work on discerning and ask the Lord to reveal to you how you're gifted. There's a sort of a cliche that's nonetheless true that a rising tide raises all boats. So if you develop your ability to use your gift to build up the church, chances are that's going to necessarily intersect your life with the life of someone from a different generation, from an older generation. And you'll begin to develop good relationships with others in more of a natural way without it feeling forced or an obligation.
Kind of in the similar vein, would the same advice apply to an older person who would like to minister to younger people in our church, but again, doesn't know where to start or what to say?
Exactly right. You read my mind. I would add also that sometimes younger people may give off a vibe that they don't want to be approached necessarily by an older adult, but I would say persevere. Sometimes young people can seem to be a little standoffish or aloof and don't seem to want to be approached. I found that often that is not the case. They may not realize that they seem that way. And a lot of young people are very, very appreciative of attempts of older adults to reach out to them and to just introduce themselves and to befriend younger adults or teenagers. Yeah. So I would encourage older adults to take the initiative in that. I think it will pay off most of the time.
All right, one last question. If someone listening to this feels called to be part of First Pres's efforts for intergenerational ministry, how can they get started?
Well, please let us know if you want to help with the spaghetti soiree, for example. This is something that we now do once a year in February. We just celebrated our second annual dinner, and it went extremely well, and I'm excited about the new relationships that have been formed and will develop throughout the year. We're hoping to do more of this type of intergenerational social gathering. So please let us know if you want to help with that. There are lots of ways to do so. Another thing that we are prayerfully considering growing out of the Spaghetti Soiree is a prayer partners ministry. We've gotten a very encouraging amount of folks who have told us they want to participate in an intergenerational prayer partner ministry. If that's something that appeals to you, please let either myself or Janet Altman or Ronnie or David Lawton know, and we'll be happy to help you become a part of that. Also, just circling back to a gift-based ministry for a moment, if you would like some insight or help or guidance in discerning your giftedness, please let us know. We have spiritual gift inventories, and we can prayerfully talk you through how to figure out how the Holy Spirit has equipped you to build up the body of Christ. And again, in doing so, I think necessarily that's going to intersect your life with those of other generations in ways that are affirming and encouraging and edifying.
Well, Brian, thank you for being with us today and sharing about this important aspect of life in our covenant community.
Thank you, Ronnie, for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for heading up this Seniors Podcast.
Thanks for listening to this month's edition of Senior Connect. If you have input on podcast topics or guests, please reach out to Pastor Bolt, Janet, or me, Ronnie Hull. We are always glad to hear from you as we expand and strengthen seniors ministry at First Pres. I leave you with this reminder from Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in Him.